Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Hover Car Racer, written by Matthew Riley and read by Sean Mangan. It was the photo that had done it. The photo from Jason's only victory over Xavier Zanora, his photo finish win in race 25. Gazing closely at the photo the evening before the Challenger race, Jason had seen something very peculiar in it. Whereas before, he had only ever seen the nose of the Argonaut sneaking across the finish line inches ahead of the Speed Racer, on this occasion, he had seen something else entirely. There in the photo, frozen forever in that moment in time, Jason had seen Xavier's fist punching the air. Xavier, thinking he had won, when in fact he had not, had prematurely pumped his fist into the sky. And so Jason had formulated his plan. He would use Xavier's perfect pit crew against him, allow them to feed Xavier information about his increasing lead, and then on the last lap, Jason would pounce. He would gain on Xavier over the course of the final lap, and then overtake him on the home straight, the one place Xavier dropped his guard, the one place on a race course where he was vulnerable. The New York crowds roared with both delight and disbelief at such a daring strategy. Jason had caught everyone by surprise. By the time he swung into the pits, every television crew in the city was camped outside his pit bay. After a well-earned team hug with Sally and the Bug behind the closed doors of their garage, he came out to face the media. Jason, did you plan it from the start? Jason, how did you know Xavier would make such a rookie mistake? Jason, how does it feel to know that you just qualified for the New York Masters? It was the last question that caught Jason short. It feels great, he said. Only I don't have a licensed team to sponsor me, and without a team, I can't race.